The total tax levy for 2020 is basically 6.1 million. However, that 6.1 million is broken up into four different pots. The bulk and the majority of that tax levy goes to the general fund, or 4.9 million or 80%. So by far the majority of our tax levy gets allocated to the general fund on our financial system. 230,000 is allocated to the Sanford Center Capital Replacement Fund. The street improvement program that Craig's department manages gets $425,000 of annual property tax money to help subsidize the cost of the street improvement program and really buys down the cost to residents from an assessment perspective. And then the rest of the levy is really debt repayment on the South Shore land and the public works building. It's worth noting here that the Sanford Center debt for the construction of the facility is 100% paid by sales tax, local sales tax collections. There is no property tax levy for the building itself. So the combination of those four items is what makes up the 6.1 million. And the reason we bring that issue up is it's part of our recommended solution to the 2021 budget. So after all the revenue and expense adjustments that I've mentioned, we still have a $266,000 shortfall to make up.